And welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined today by Pottawatomie County Emergency Manager Chris Trudeau, County Administrator Robert Reese, Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes, and EMS Director Hal Bumgarner. As we continue our conversation, updates here on what's going on in Pottawatomie County government. And I was talking here during the break with Chris Trudeau, the emergency manager, that was recently a mass casualty training event that happened within the county. Can you tell us a little bit more?
We finished our first act of violence training in St. Mary's, USD 322, in August. And since then, we're now in talks on scheduling our next full-scale exercise with 321 in Onega. That'll happen for right after the first of the year. And then USD 321 Amigos talking with us. All the school districts in the county have expressed an interest in continuing forward this. And with the help of Riley County PD and Manhattan Fire, our first venture into this was very successful. We were very pleased with the way that it went and how the responders in Pottawatomie County and neighboring counties came together on that. We're really excited, though. As bad as these shootings are, your chances of being involved in one are still fairly remote, very remote. But almost everyone will come across a car accident or some sort of event that has some sort of trauma associated with bleeding. And whether it be someone who's had an accident with a lawnmower or whatever, almost everybody's going to see that. So we came together as the directors of the emergency services in Pottawatomie County and took the Stop the Bleed course. KU Med Center was good enough to come down with Stormont Vail and taught that to us, and we decided to adopt that as what was going to be taught in the county, so we weren't trying to do several different programs. USD 321 in Onega was the first school to jump on board, and all of their seniors now and all of their staff have gone through the Stop the Bleed program, and we had the area hospitals up there help out, and our EMS branch house people have been doing a great job in teaching that. It's been well accepted. We're going to continue that program and offer that yearly for all the seniors and update anybody in the county who would like to have that class brought to them. We'd be more than happy to bring it to them.
All right. Yeah, our hospitals have been, and our local hospitals in this event have really jumped on board as well. I think we have a tabletop exercise tomorrow.
We have a tabletop exercise with Wamego Community Hospital tomorrow, a mass casualty incident tabletop exercise, and then we'll be on the books to do a full-scale exercise with them shortly after the first of the year.
And when you take these exercises into the schools, everybody goes through it, right? It's not just the teachers. It's everyone involved, the students too.
We'll have student actors that come in and play roles during that. It's mostly for the emergency services within the county and those bordering counties who could also respond to a remote location such as Onega. It wouldn't be unusual to see KHP, Jackson County. You could see other law enforcement agencies. And it's a very rural environment, and we're a rural county, so it's different than it is in a city with paid entities on duty all the time. So, but we'll get more and more comfortable and better at this as we go, and we will continue to improve on our deliverable, how we can do it, and I think it'll be good for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Jared, do you remember just how many volunteers we had for our first exercise? It was an enormous amount.
Yeah, we had people from Blue Township Fire, St. George, or Consolidated Fire District Number 1, St. George Station, Olsburg Station, Wheaton Station, Havensville Station. So we, pretty much all of Consolidated Fire. We had St. Mary's Fire was involved. We also had people there from Rossville and Maple Hill and
Wamego.
Yes, thank you.
Turnout.
And we had a great turnout, and I think that the responders in the county really got a lot out of it and have a greater understanding of what needs to be done if this event ever happens.
Yeah, this was a 2-day event and pretty much all day long. So the fact that we had that many volunteers coming in there was just, we really pulled it off.
We got a caller on the line here, I think, wants to ask a question. Good morning. You are on In Focus.
Well, thank you for all of your efforts. Grandpa follows the grandchildren over from Manhattan to Blue Township, and we have a problem up here. I called last year, and you trimmed the bushes back, but at Elijah Road and Hopkins Creek Road, there's no traffic control signal there. I ride through there every once in a while with one of the ex-highway patrols, and he always stops on Elijah's Road and looks both ways there at Hopkins Creek because he says he's seen those high school kids come roaring down through there, and with no traffic control, they just blaze right on across the road. And so it's kind of got the whole family upset. I hope there's something that y'all can think about, or because you can't see a quarter mile back up the road like you can on a lot of the roads that you've done good about. But thank you for your efforts. We hope we don't have to have an event there at the intersection. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you for the call. Do you guys want to address that, somebody?
Or? You know, I think that is very important. You know, Pottawatomie County is 862 square miles. And you know, I go through that intersection some also. And, you know, it's also part of our own personal thing to say, okay, this is a blind intersection, and I better stop and make sure, you know, before I go through. And that's what I do every time, you know, just stop, make sure there's no vehicles coming, and just to watch and make sure that I'm safe and I'm keeping other people safe too. So we will definitely pass that on to Peter Clark, and you know, as it may be a place to look at. And thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you very much. Obviously, uncontrolled intersections always a problem here, not just in the county, but even sometimes in the city. Continuing on here with the topic of the training exercises here, so I know everyone's involved in that from the emergency management perspective. How are you involved with that, Hal?
Actually, Chris, our emergency manager, handled this whole thing, pretty much shouldered it all.
Okay.
He did a great job. Our involvement is limited basically on transport and treatment to getting any of the victims to the right appropriate facility. And that's kind of a challenge here in Pott County because we don't have a level one or a level two trauma center. So major trauma has to go either by aircraft or by ground to the closest facility, which would be Stormont Vale or St. Francis in Topeka.
Gotcha. Let's take a quick break here on In Focus. We'll come back with more here at Pottawatomie County Government after this on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing Heating.